Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and we've been looking at a particular scripture found in Proverbs, the 13th chapter, verse 12. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Now, on Monday's broadcast, I shared what hope is. One of the specific meanings of hope means desire accompanied by expectation of or belief in fulfillment. And I shared a couple passages of scripture. I just like to go back to it. The New English Bible translate that, hope deferred makes the heart sick, a wish come true is a staff of life. Modern language, hope drawn out makes the heart sick, but a longing come true is a tree of life. Living Bible, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when dreams come true at last, there is life and joy. In those translations, it refers that the answer of the realization of the desire to the answer to the prayer has come. But beloved, that's why I love the King James. It says, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. And beloved, I would suggest to you another way to interpret that scripture is not just the answer to your prayers, but when the desire, when hope comes, it is indeed a tree of life. A tree of life is it's a source of life. Wisdom is a source of life to those who attain it. And so this realization of hope, I suggest to you, is really a tree of life. Having hope is a much broader, more comprehensive, more powerful reality than actually getting a specific answer to prayer. If we can have hope, and no matter what we're facing, we will be able to carry on in the strength and in the faith that God desires for us to have. Hope, beloved, is a work of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15 and 13 says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Galatians 5 and 5 says, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. And also we know that hope is related to faith. Let me share a few scriptures. Mark 9:23 says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Luke 18:22 and 27 says, things which are impossible with men are possible with God. And in the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 24, ask and you shall receive that your joy may be full. Zephaniah 3:20 says, now unto him, Ephesians 3:20, unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church. And so, beloved, faith, your faith that God has given you, releases the power of God to change your circumstances. Hope won't change the condition of your life or your circumstances, or for others that you may be concerned about. If you never bring any faith to bear upon your circumstances, then all you'll do is live in hope all your life. But in order to walk by faith, you have to have hope. You see how they go together? Just think about that. That's why when the desire cometh, when hope comes, that's a tree of life, because then you can mix it with your faith and see results, see prayer answered. Hope is really a goal setter, beloved. One of the reasons, many people never achieve anything is because they never set goals, or they make the unrealistic impossible to attain at their present status, either naturally or at their spiritual level of maturity in Christ. Or And that's why I'm preaching this message. They allow the enemy to steal and destroy their hopes. That's what we don't want to experience. Beloved, hope sets the goal. All right? Let's just think about that. Hope, your hope sets the goal, and your faith obtains the goal for you. Remember now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Words are, they're inadequate, but there's some profound, deep truths in this. Faith will add substance to your hope. Praise God. In fact, let's just pray right now. Father, right now, I pray the faith that you have given them will add substance to their hope. Lord, that desire of expectation, which is what hope is, the definition of hope, Lord, it will be a tree of life. You will give that to them as a source of life. You will give them divine wisdom. You will give them understanding and discernment. And I pray, Lord, that you will infuse new hope in their hearts, new faith in their hearts, the things they want, Father. Lord, I'm asking you to do such a spiritual work with your anointing. You will destroy every yoke of unbelief, every yoke of discouragement. We bind that in Jesus' name because, Lord, hope is your answer for discouragement. So I take authority over discouragement, authority over distress, authority over unbelief. And Father, I pray right now for the sovereign work of your Holy Spirit to infuse every listener, to those especially who've been cast down, who feel alone and forgotten and that things aren't ever going to get better. That's a lie from the evil one. And so, Father, I thank you right now that you will uplift them, you will strengthen them, and they will have a new focus, a new horizon to press forward. Their hopes will be rekindled, and you will strengthen them and anoint them. The faith you have given them is equal for whatever petitions that they desire of you. Praise God. I thank you for it. So, beloved, hope sets the goal and faith obtains the goal. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It will add substance to your hope. So, think about this. If you don't have any hope, then you have nothing for your faith to obtain. And if you have hope and you don't have any faith, well, then you've nothing by which you can attain that which you hope for, because faith is the substance of things hoped for. If you don't set any goals, you'll never reach any. And so, my challenge to you is, what are the things that you might be just carrying on day by day, just, you know, just making happy or just getting through, just making it along? But what are those things that God would place on your heart? Not only natural desires, natural goals, but things you'd like to do for God. Perhaps you'd like to witness for God. You have a real problem with being introverted or shy, and you don't feel you know the Bible that well. Well, beloved, it's the anointing on the words of God. You do not have to be a Bible scholar to witness. The Holy Spirit will give you a few and simple words. As I've shared from time to time, I'll never forget, years ago I was unsaved, and I was living in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and there was like a ladies' or girls' room. It was close to the University of Michigan, and so she gave me a Christmas card. We never really talked. She never witnessed to me, but all she put on that card was the Christmas card, "The King is coming." I'm not even sure what that meant, but it had a powerful impact on me, and I've never forgotten it to this day. She started something in motion, and while I was there, that's when I began to seek the Lord. I remember I tried to go to a church, and so at least I got in one, and I just sat there. I hadn't given my heart to the Lord, but that work was started in my life. And just, you know, a few months later, I did give my heart to the Lord. So set some goals. What are your hopes concerning your desires, your family, your mate, your children, your job, or your profession, your education, your ministry, the things of God, your physical health? Oh, there's so many things that we desire, but we've got to have hope and we have to have faith. The future is full of new opportunities, brand new opportunities for you, beloved, as well as victories or continued defeats, depending on your spiritual and mental attitude toward the promises of God. The promises of God are yea and amen in Him. Philippians 3:13-14. I would like to share this scripture. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Paul's saying, you know, I'm not there yet. I haven't arrived. But this one thing I am doing, this one thing I am concentrating on, this one thing I'm putting all my heart and soul and effort in, he's forgetting those things which are behind, and he's reaching forth unto those things which are before. We have much before us, beloved. He says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What is that high calling, beloved? It's not just being with God, Jesus, when you die. It's the abundant life that Jesus spoke of. That abundant life in Him, that life that is victorious in every situation and in every circumstance. I've given you a lot of scripture, but just one more. 1 Corinthians 2:9. I have not seen nor ear heard the things that God hath prepared for them that love Him. Beloved, Revelation 2:7. I said it was only give one more scripture, but let me read that. Revelation 2:7 says, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Remember, beloved, hope is desire accompanied by expectation of fulfillment. And hope also is the wellspring of creativity. So I pray you have been blessed by this message. I continue to pray for you because we all need to have our hopes fixed on God, to know that He is going to fulfill those good things He has promised for us in our lives. I love you. I thank you for joining me. I do ask for your prayer support. And if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write and share those prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And if you write, I will confirm, I will pray. But if you would like a personal answer, I ask you to share your mailing address, never to be shared, just between you, me, and Jesus. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.